Gopi jana balabha yadi vadadhaji.
Gopi jana balabha yadi vadadhaji.
Jasoda nandana braja jana danjana.
Jashoda nandana braja jana danjana.
Jashoda nandana braja jana danjana.
Jashoda nandana braja jana danjana.
Jamana tira bana jani.
Jamana tira
bana jani. Jamana tira. Vanatadi
Jamalati
Vanatadi Radhamalabha Kanyabihadi
Jaya
Radhamalabha
Kanyabihadi
Kanyabihadi
Jaya
Madhava
Jaya
Punjabi
Punjabi
Gopi Janaba Labha Yadi Vadadhadi Gopi Janaba
Labha
Yadi Vadadhadi
Yadi Vadadhadi
Gopi Janaba Balabha Giri Vadadhadi Gopi
Janabha
Giri Vadadhadi
Giri Vadadhadi
Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Jasoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Jashoda Braja Janaranjana
Yamunakira Vanachadi
Yamunakira Vanachadi
Yamunakira Vanachadi
Yamunakira Vanachadi
Yamunakira Vanachadi
Jaya
Madhava
Kanyabi
Hadi Jaya Madhava Kanyabi Hadi
Jaya
Madhava
Kanyabi
Hadi Jaya Charaja Astatarasata Sisi Maris Divine Grace Easy Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Gorkamanandi
Hari Hari Bol.
Surabhi, are you online?
Yes, I'm online. Hare Krishna. Can you hear me, Guru Maharaj? Ooh. Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, can you hear me?
Surabhi, please speak something because I can't hear you.
Oh. Now, can you hear me? Oh.
Surabhi Maharaj, I think something with Sunil Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I can hear you. I think that it's with Sunil Prabhu.
There's a translator engaging.
I can hear you.
And we're waiting for the sound to connect and usually it works, but...
They're fixing the sound, Mataji.
Yeah. It's 7 a.m., the morning Bhagavatam class time.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, can you hear me?
There you are.
Yeah, I can hear you, but I don't know why you cannot hear me.
Okay, but we can hear each other now, and technology is really great when it works. And now it's working, so it's great.
Yes.
So I'm going to begin. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So it's your Thursday morning Srimad Bhagavatam class time, but this morning we're going to do something special. We're going to once again speak something about Srimati Radharani. I don't think any of us have Radharani fatigue because she's ever fresh and very sweet, and we're happy to hear more and more and more.
我从来就没有认为关于Radharani的话题是单调的。 因为Radharani它本身就是永恒长新的， 所以聆听它的话题也是百听不厌的。
And I thought a very nice place to begin is at Govardhan Hill.
我想呢， 我们可以从Govardhan山开始， 这是一个比较好的开始。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that we should not walk on Govardhan Hill because Govardhan is none different than Krishna.
主Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 教导我们， 我们不应该去到Govardhan山上去行走， 因为Govardhan山跟Krishna毫无分别。
Cows, they can graze on the side of Govardhan Hill, that's okay.
那在这个房子建在Govardhan山下， 这是没问题的。
But devotees of Krishna, we don't walk on Govardhan Hill. But look, Radha and Krishna, they're walking on Govardhan Hill.
但是呢，作为奉献者，我们不去Govardhan山行走，不能去Govardhan行走。 但是我们在这张图片上可以看到，Radharani和Krishna在Govardhan上散步行走呀。
Many wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna took place along the side of Govardhan Hill. We'll be discussing some of those wonderful pastimes. I found this next illustration very interesting. Besides, normally Radha is on the other side of Krishna. It's normally Krishna playing the flute and Radha looking at Krishna. And it's a little different in this painting.
在荧幕上看，荧幕上的这张图片呢，跟往常有不一样的地方。通常情况下，Radharani是在Krishna的左边，但是这个荧幕上是Radharani在Krishna的右边，而且Radharani手持笛子在吹笛子，这跟平常的照片不一样。
And sometimes their pastimes together are a little mysterious.
有的时候他们 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光有一点神秘。
Those of you that have been to Vrindavan, you probably recognize this picture, this image. This is Manasi Ganga.
大家去过 Vrindavan 的奉献者，看到这张图片就能够看出来，这是 Manasi Ganga 的一张图片。
Govardhan Hill runs a long distance north and south and is very thin, and Manasi Ganga is right in the middle.
那么呢，从Govardhan山从北到南是这个形状是比较狭长的一个形状， 而Manasi Ganga 就处在中间的部分。
The name Manasi Ganga is given because Krishna created the Ganga from his mind?
为什么他被称为是 Malasi Ganga 呢？是因为 Krishna 通过他的心意造出的 Malasi Ganga。
There was a nice pastime in which Manasi Ganga was manifested.
有一段逍遥时光就描述了 Manasi Ganga 是如何展现出来的。
Krishna saw that his father Nanda Maharaj was preparing for a journey, so he asked him, "Where are you preparing to go? May I go with you?"
Krishna 看见他的父亲 Nanda Maharaj 在准备着要出去旅行的行装，然后 Krishna 就问他的爸爸，你要去哪里旅行啊？我想跟你一块。
Nanda said, "It's a very long journey and you're very small. I don't think you should go with me. I'm going to take bath in the river Ganga because of its purification purposes."
Nanda Maharaj 告诉小 Krishna 说，这是一段很长的旅程，所以呢，你太小了，我不想带着你一起去，我现在要去恒河沐浴。
And Krishna said, "You don't have to go a long distance to Ganga. Ganga is right here in Vrindavan."
Krishna 对 Nanda Maharaj 说道，你不用大老远的去恒河沐浴。在 Vrindavan 就有恒河啊 ，Ganga 呀。
Nanda put his arm around little Gopal and said, "No, no, no. Ganga is very far away."
Nanda 爸爸就把他的手拍着小 Krishna 的头，说道：“不不不，恒河离这里很远。
”Then Gopal said, "No, no. Ganga is right here. Come, I'll show you."
然后 Gopal 对 Nanda Maharaj 说道，不不不，恒河就在这里，我指给你看。
Within his mind, Krishna called Ganga Devi to personally come and fill this large part of Govardhan Hill and with a vast lake or pond or body of water, kund.
然后 Krishna 就在内心换来了恒河的人格化身，就在这个Govardhan山的这一部分，让这个恒河之水填满了Govardhan山的这一个部分，然后这里就形成了一个大湖泊或者是一个大池塘。
So Krishna had actually brought Ganga all the way to Vrindavan.
所以实际上 Krishna 把恒河从大老远带到了
When Nanda Maharaj reached this kund, he patted Krishna on the head and said, "No, no, this is just a nice lake." And Krishna pointed, "See, there's Ganga Devi coming out of the Ganga." And when Nanda Maharaj saw Ganga Devi evolving, riding her crocodile on the surface of the Manasi Ganga, he embraced his son very well. I don't have to travel anywhere.
当 Gopal 把 Nanda 爸爸就带到了这个湖泊，带到了这个湖困，指给 Nanda 爸爸说道：“你看，这就是你看，这就是恒河。” Nanda 爸爸拍着 Gopal 的头说：“不不不，这不是。”然后Gopal 对 Nanda 爸爸说：“你看。”Ganga Devi 就在那里，然后 Nanda 爸爸就看见了 Ganga Devi 骑着他的坐骑鳄鱼出现在面前，然后 Nanda 爸爸对小 Gopal 说道，哦，好，太好了，那我就不用那么大费周折的去恒河了。
When Krishna was present in Vrindavan, Govardhan Hill was much bigger and Manasi Ganga was much wider and larger.
当 Krishna 显现在 Vrindavan 的时候，那个时候 Govardhan 山比现在要高大的多，那个时候 Manasi Ganga 也比现在要宽广的多。
One of the main services of the gopis was to milk the cows at the end of the day and take the dairy products to the marketplace nearby.
每天那些 Gopi 们，他们在一天结束的时候，他们的主要的一个职责之一就是去挤奶，然后把这些奶挤的奶做成各种各样的奶制品，拿到市场集市上去卖。
One day, they were planning to cross Manasi Ganga by boat to the marketplace on the other side.
有一天，这些牧牛姑娘们带着奶制品，准备坐船到 Manasi Ganga 的河对岸的集市上去卖这些奶制品。
But when they got to the boat area, the supply of boats was almost finished.
但是当他们来到这个停船的地方的时候，令他们惊讶的是，几乎没有什么船只在那里停泊着。
There was only one boat remaining, and it looked very old, and the person who was the boatman was asleep in the boat of dark complexion. Hint, it was Krishna.
他们就看见有一只旧船，特别老旧的船停泊在这个湖里，而且呢，船夫黝皮肤黝黑的船夫，那就暗示的是 Krishna， 皮肤黝黑的船夫在船里面睡大觉呢。
The gopis were reluctant to get into this old boat, but there was no other choice, so they boarded the boat.
这些 gopi 们呢，不是很情愿去坐这条老旧的船，但是呢，也没有其他，只有这一条船，于是他们就上了这条老船。
And after the boatman got the boat well into Manasi Ganga, he told the gopis, I haven't eaten all day and I'm really hungry. You're going to have to feed me something.
当船夫把船开摇到了 Manasi Ganga 的河中央的时候，船夫对 gopi 们说，我一天都没吃什么东西了，你们给我点吃的吧，我饿极了。
They were very happy to feed the boatman.But after the boatman ate so much, he started to feel really tired and told them he had to take a nap.
后来这些牧牛姑娘们呢，非常的高兴，将这个食物喂给这个船夫吃。但是这个船夫吃完了以后，他感觉非常的疲劳，他说我要休息会儿。
And he fell fast asleep.
然后船夫就睡着了。
After some time, the gopis were in anxiety. They had to get to the marketplace, so they woke him up strongly.
然后这过了一段时间之后，这船夫还没醒来，这些牧牛姑娘们就着急了，于是呢就把他猛地推醒了，把船夫猛地推醒了。
So he yawned and stood up and started.Flying the boat across Manasi Ganga.
然后船夫呢起来伸了伸懒腰，然后慢慢的把船开始开到了马拉西恒河的对岸。
But just as he began rowing, a big violent storm came swooming in, and big rain and wind and a big storm started to happen right in the middle of Manasi Ganga.
就在船夫要摇桨继续划船的时候，那一刹那，突然河水翻起了大浪，然后暴风骤起，下起了这个大雨。就在恒河的中心，就在 Manasi Ganga 恒河的中心。一场暴风雨降临了。
The boatman said, this is really dangerous. This boat is very old. It has lots of holes and we could sink.
然后船夫就说到了，哎呀，这太危险了。这条船又老又旧，上面有很多洞。否则的话就会沉下去的。
All your clay pots with all your dairy products, you have to throw them over the side of the boat.
你们也必须要把这个储存着奶制品的这些罐子全都扔到河里去，否则的话，这个船就会沉下去了。
And Krishna was rocking the boat this way and rocking the boat that way, and more water was coming in the boat.
然后 Krishna 就在船上把这个船左摇右晃的，乃至这个船里就进了更多的水。
So they took their clay pots and tried to empty the boat from the water that was filling up the boat.
于是呢，他们就把这个罐子里的东西全都倒掉了，然后用罐子把船里的水舀出去。
And Krishna said, this is very dangerous. All the ornaments that you're wearing, you have to take them off and throw them into Manasiganga also.
然后船夫就对他们说道，这太危险了，你们必须要把身上的这些金银首饰全都扔到 Manasiganga 恒河里，否则的话，这个船承受不了这些重量，它就会沉下去了。
Fearing for their lives, they did exactly what the boatman said. Fearing for their lives, they did exactly what the boatman said.
然后他们害怕会这个因此而丧命，于他们知道这个船夫说的是什么意思。
But the water kept coming in more and more.
但是呢，这个水越来越多的水进到了船里。
So Krishna said something very tricky. He said, because your clothes are all now wet and heavy, you have to take your clothes off too, to throw that into Manasiganga. And the gopi said, oh no, what kind of boatman are you? And they jumped on him and they found out he had a flute in his back. It wasn't a boatman, it was Krishna. They were going to throw him across over the boat.
然后船夫就对这些牧牛姑娘们说到了，你看看你们的衣服全都浸湿了水，所以然后这个重量就越来越重了，所以你们必须要把你们身上的衣服都扔到河里去。牧牛姑娘们听了以后啊，非常的不高兴，说不，怎么能这样呢？然后他们就跳了起来，就冲了上去，后来他们发现这个船夫的腰后面憋着一只笛子。哦，他们恍然大悟，原来这个船夫就是 Krishna， 他们恨得要把 Krishna 扔到河里去。
Krishna smiled.
Krishna 笑了。
The clouds and the storm subsided, everything became very peaceful, and they plied away their way across Manasiganga very contentedly.
就在这个时候，乌云散去，暴风雨也停止了，然后他们就是非常平静的坐着这个船， Krishna 摇着这个船把他们渡过了河岸对面，让这些牧牛姑娘们都心满意足。
This is a celebrated pastime with Krishna and the gopis.
这段消时光是非常著名的，是和 Krishna 和那些牧牛姑娘们非常著名的一段消时光。
And there are many other celebrated boat pastimes of Krishna and Radha enjoying together.
还有很多其他 Radha 和 Krishna 在一起欢度船的消时光。
Now here's a close-up of that same place at Manasiganga.
这个地方呢是离 Manasiganga 附近的一个地方。
Now we're going to move on along the eastern side of Govardhan Hill.
我们现在从这个 Govardhan 山的东边行去走去。
We're going to reach a place that's a very celebrated sacred place called Dan Gati.
我们会去到一个非常著名的圣地 Gangati 这个地方。
There's a place by Dan Gati where it is said that there's a footprint of Radharani in the Govardhan Shila at the base of the Govardhan Hill.
据说 Dan Gati 这个地方在 Govardhan 山路下有 Radharani 的足印。 在岩石上有 Radharani 的足印。
In this particular location, Govardhan Hill is quite tall, as you see.
我们在戈瓦丹山的这个具体的地方，我们可以看到戈瓦丹山是非常高的。
And there's a little temple commemorating a very wonderful pastime enacted between Radha and Krishna, which I'm going to narrate.
在戈瓦丹山顶上。有一个小小的神庙，这个小小的神庙呢，就纪念着 Radha 和 Krishna 在这里上演的一段非常著名的逍遥时光。我现在会讲给大家。
There's a whole book written by Raghunath Das Goswami describing this pastime, and it's very beautiful.
Raghunath Das Goswami 他写了一整部书来描述了在这个地方上演的逍遥时光。
Yesterday we mentioned Dhanakeli, you remember, because in Beijing there's a devotee named Dhanakeli.
昨天我们在讲述的时候提到了 Dhanakeli 这个地方，这段逍遥时光，大家肯定都能记住，因为在北京有一位奉献者的名字叫 Dhanakeli.
This is a pastime depicting that event of Krishna taking tax.From the gopis.
这段逍遥时光讲述的是 Krishna 向牧牛姑娘们收取税，收税。
The pastime begins with the narration of Vasudev, because he lived in Mathura. Vasudev was arranging a yagya to be performed by the side of Govardhan Hill at Govindakund.
这段逍遥时光的一开始讲述了 Vasudeva 居住在 Gokula， 他准备举行一场祭祀，准备在 Govardhan 山鲁举行一场祭祀。
The purpose of the yagya was for the benefit of Krishna and Balaram, his two boys.
举行这场祭祀呢，就是为了他的两个孩子 Krishna 和 Balarama 祈福。
And the chief priest was named Bhaguri Muni, a very celebrated son of Garga Muni who lived in Vrindavan.
这个首席祭司
Bhaguri
首席祭司的名字叫 Bhaguri Muni， 他是 Garga Muni 的儿子，居住在 Vrindavan。
So the yagya was getting set up, and Radharani's parrot informed Radharani about the yagya.
Oh, 就那么这个祭祀呢，就这么决定下来了，要举行了。然后 Radharani 的一只鹦鹉姓史告诉了 Radharani 这件事情。
Radharani's parrot's name is Sumukhi.
Radharani 的这只鹦鹉叫做 Sumukhi.
Now, the cowherd community, they used parrots a lot instead of text messages with their cell phones.
那么在牧牛郎社团当中呢，他们会就是他们有很多只鹦鹉，这只鹦鹉呢就是传递消息的，他们可不用手机来传递消息。
The parrots would carry a message from here to there, informing of different activities going on in Vrindavan that should be known by the owner of that parrot.
这些鹦鹉呢，就来回来去的传递消息，他们把在 Vrindavan 所发生的一切都传递给他们各自的主人。
When Radharani heard the news, she and the gopis made a plan.To bring all the ghee and other dairy products needed for a big yagya.
那么当 Radharani 得知了这个消息之后，他就召集来了牧牛姑娘们，他们收集了所很多的 ghee， 还有这些奶制品，来去就是为这个 yagya 做准备的。
the path that they followed was along Dangati, as you'll see, as you saw in the paint or the photograph before. It's a place where they would cross Govardhan Hill from one side to the other to bring the dairy products to Govindakund.
那么当他们呢，从这个 Govardhan 山的这边行走到 Govindakund， 这是举行祭祀的地方，行走到 Govindakund 的中间，他们会路过刚才说的这个 Gana Ka， 就是那个收税的地方，上演收税的地方的这条路要经过这个地方。Gana Kadi， yeah， this is the name.You imagine? Sorry.
Dangati. G-A-T-I.
Dangati, yes.
Dangati.
所以他们要经过 Dangati 这个地方，就是刚才大家看到的图片的那个圣地，特别特殊的那个圣地。
Krishna's parrot found out and informed Krishna the gopis are bringing all their dairy products to the yagya.
然后 Krishna 的那只鹦鹉也告诉了 Krishna， 说到的这些牧牛姑娘们带着他们的这些奶制品会经过 Dangkali 这个地方去 Govindakund。
So, along with his cowherd boys, he intercepted the gopis and stopped them.
然后 Krishna 就带着他的这些牧牛童朋友们就挡住了 gopi 姑娘们的去路。
And he said something very funny.
然后呢，他说了一段滑稽的话。
As you know, one of Krishna's names is Madan Mohan.
大家都知道 ，Krishna 有一个名字叫 Madan Mohan.
And it means he's the attractor of Cupid. He's so attractive, he even attracts Cupid.
那意思是 ，Krishna 是如此的。迷人，甚至迷住了丘比特。
He said, "Kandarpa sent me." Kandarpa is the name of Cupid.
啊，他说到了 Kandarpa， Kandarpa 是丘比特的一个名字。Kandarpa 告诉我。
And I see you're carrying many pots filled with dairy products.
而且我看见了你们顶着这么多的罐子，罐子里有那么多的奶制品。
And you paid no taxes to the king.
而你们呢，还没有向国王交税呢。
So before you pass, you're going to have to pay taxes.
所以你们要从这里经过的话，之前必须要交税。
They all were very surprised. We've never been asked to pay taxes.
牧牛姑娘们听了以后惊讶不已，他们从没有人告诉过他们去交税呀。
Lalita came forward and spoke some very strong words to Krishna. Get out of our way.
Lalita 站在了前面，然后对Krishna 言辞以待，说道：“从这里走开。”
But the cowherd boys wouldn't let them pass.
但是呢，牧牛童们挡着他们，就是不让他们过去。
Now, the cowherd boys and the cowherd girls.They're from the Vaishya community.
这些牧牛童们和这些牧牛姑娘们全都是来自 Vaishya 的家庭。
And there are three main occupations for a Vaishya.
那么对于一位 Vaishya 有三项主要的活动。
Cow protection, agriculture, and business, commerce and trade.
他们的这三项主要的活动就是务农、保护乳牛，并且经商，做这种生意交易。
Vaishyas are really good at talking business.
Vaishya 特别擅长谈生意。
So these are just boys and girls, but they were getting trained up how to talk business.
虽然这些都是牧牛童、牧牛姑娘们，但是呢，他们互相的谈着生意，很擅长。
So Krishna asked one of his cowherd boyfriends to assess how much tax they should pay.
然后 Krishna 呢就去到他的一个牧牛童朋友那里，就问他他们应该交多少税。
Then it was decided that each of the gopis should pay 5 palmfuls of diamonds for their dairy products.
哇，然后呢，他们就决定每一个牧牛姑娘应该去为他们应该交 5 palms.
Palm, in their hand.
Yeah.
Palm of their hand.
Yeah. Diamond.
Diamond.
要交五把钻石的税。
And then Krishna began to evaluate how much Radha's tax should be.
然后 Krishna 自己来去估计 Radha 应该交多少税。
And this is the largest part of the book, the discussion about what Radha should pay for her eyebrows, for her smile, for her hair, for her beautiful eyes, for her special nose, for her chin.For all her limbs of her body and so many sapphires and so many thises and so many thats. He was glorifying her features, saying she should pay tax because of her wonderful features.
那么呢，就在这本书，这本著作当中呢，有很大一部分，是最大的一部分，描述了 Krishna 在那里估算着 Radharani要为她美丽的前额头发，她美丽的特殊的这个鼻子，还有下颚，要为 Radharani 的身上的每一个部分去去交税。实际上 Krishna 以这种方式荣耀了 Srimati Radharani。
Now it's a long section. I've included only a small portionJust to give some idea, you can just translate this into Chinese. And the persons in the room with me, they can read it in English.
Okay. 那么这个部分呢是非常长的一部分。我在这里呢就把其中的内容用简短的话语概述了一下。现在是可以把它翻译成中文。在屋子里的奉献者都可以读这个英文的。为了你的红色的 Sindura 印记，为了你的这个头发上的红色的 Sindura 印记，你应该要付十万个水晶石的税，为你的美丽的辫子。你的辫子就像是黑色的 mascara 一样的闪闪发光，你应该为此付十万个美丽的宝石的税。哦，美丽，有着美丽眼眉的女孩啊，你应该为你的前额，你的前额就像是金色的半月一样闪闪发光，你应该为此付十万个闪闪发光的月食的税。Yes, Gurmash, finish.
I'll leave it to your imagination. There's pages and pages of Krishna describing the beauty of Radha and the tax she must pay because of her beauty.
我呢，这是节选了，概述了，这样概述了这一部分的内容，给大家在脑海里可以这样去想象一下，有一页一页的这个文字描述了 Krishna 对 Radharani 的荣耀，描述了他的身体的每个部位是多么的美丽，他 Radharani 应该为此付税，以 Krishna 通过这样的描述来荣耀 Srimati Radharani.
Radharani was not going to be flattered. She told Krishna, "Get out of my way. We're coming through. There's a yagya to be performed."
然后 Radharani 可没有听取 Krishna 的这一番献媚的言辞，然后他对 Krishna 说，请你走开， 我们要去到 举行 Yagya 的地方，那里会有一场 Yagya 正要举行呢。
So far, it had just been a verbal exchange, then it started to get a little more intense, a little feisty.
那么到目前为止呢，他们只不过是口齿之争哈，就是唇舌相讥。但是后来呢，就发生了，也会有这种行为上的一些动作产生了。
Just at that perfect moment, Nandi Mukhi, another one of the important gopi friends of Radha, who is really good at mediation, she came along.
就在那关键的一瞬间， Radharani 的另一个牧牛姑娘朋友 Nandi Mukhi 来到了现场。Nandi Mukhi 特别善Nandi Mukhi 特别的擅长进行调和调解。
Nandi Mukhi asked, "What's going on here? Why are you in such a state of tension with one another? Please tell me. Maybe I can help."
Nandi Mukhi 就问他们，发生什么事了？你们之间怎么这么紧张？请告诉我。
When they described everything to her, Nandi Mukhi was simply amazed at the wonderful loving exchange between Radha and her gopis and Krishna and his gopas.
当 Nandi Mukhi 听到了，一五一十的听到了这些描述之后， Nandi Mukhi 对 Radha 和他的牧牛姑娘们，跟 Krishna 和他的这些牧牛童们之间的爱的交流感到惊愕不已。
She made a proposed solution.
她提出了这样的一个解决办法。
She said, "There's an important yagya that is taking place now. Let the gopis take all their dairy products to Bhaguri Muni for the yagya, and tomorrow we can meet up again at the same place and settle the dispute."
Nandi Mukhi 就说到了，现在请这些牧牛姑娘们带着他们的这些奶制品去到举行祭祀的地方，因为现马上就要一场祭祀就要举行，让这些牧牛姑娘们把他们的这些奶制品带给巴古穆尼，因为巴古穆尼要举持祭祀。明天我们再来到同一个地方再解决这个问题。
The next day, early in the morning, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gopis were assembled, all hiding behind trees and rocks, ready to pounce on the gopas when they came the next morning.
那么第二天，上百上千的牧牛姑娘们都聚集在一起，她们事先躲在了树后、岩石后。
And only a small.
当这些牧牛童们一来，他们就准备上去。
The same small number of cowherd boys were with Krishna.
但是，而 Krishna 就带了一小群牧牛童们来到现场。
And when the cowherd boys came along unsuspecting, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gopis surrounded them and tied them up to the trees.
当这几个牧牛童们到现场的时候，突然之间他们意想不到的是，突然之间成百上千的牧牛姑娘们出现了，把他们团团围住，然后把他们绑在了树上。
And they came right in front of Krishna and said, "You're the offender."
然后牧牛姑娘们去到 Krishna 面前说，你就是冒犯者。
Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan.
Radharani 是 Vrindavan 的皇后。
And you've been bringing your cows in Vrindavan every day, not paying any tax for all the grass that they're eating, so now you have to pay tax.
你每天带着乳牛去放牛去吃那些青草，那你们还没有为这个牛吃的青草付税呢，现在你们必须要付税了。
And not only that, you've offended Radharani. You're going to have to pay a tax for that too.
而且不仅如此，你们冒犯得罪了 Radharani， 所以你们应要因为你们冒犯得罪了 Radharani， 要为此付税。
Krishna smiled.
Krishna 笑了。
What tax would you like?
Krishna 说，你想让我付什么税呢？
You bow before Radharani, place your head at Radharani's feet, and you beg her forgiveness.
你要跪在 Radharani 的足下，向 Radharani 祈求原谅。
Krishna agreed.
Krishna 同意了。
And this is the place along the side of Govardhan Hill where that pastime occurred is called Dandivartan Kund.
这个地方叫 Dandivartan Kund， 就是刚才上演，就是刚才这段消时光上演的地方。
Krishna took his bath in this kund, and everything was made nice again.
Krishna 在这个 kund 里面沐浴之后，一切都恢复了正常。
And that's just one of the so many tax pastimes that occurred.
那么刚才讲的这段消关于收税的消时光，只是许许多多收税消时光当中的一个。
You saw this image yesterday, right?
昨天晚上你们见过这张图片是吧？
This is at a place called Sanhadipur Vaivarsana.
这个地方被称为 Sanhadipur， 哦，这是 Varsana 附近的。Could you repeat the name?
Yes, Sanhadipur.Core is a place by Varsana.
Sankalipur 这个地方是 Varsana， 就在 Varsana 附近。
At the bottom of the hill that you see here is where the cow should be milked.
我们在旁这个下面，在山的山脚下，我们可以看到那里有这个奶牛，他们在挤奶。
And the gopis would bring the milk, as you see, carrying upon their heads like this.
我们可以看到牧牛姑娘们把这个牛奶罐装在罐子里，头顶着这些罐子。
Sometimes Krishna would stop them and demand a tax before they could pass. Sometimes he would steal this way, as you see, hanging from the limb of a tree.
有的时候 Krishna 会挡住他们的去路，要求他们付税，有的时候 Krishna 会藏在树上，偷他们罐子里的牛奶。
And this is the passage called Sankalikor. It's a gully. It's where one mountainside meets another mountainside, and it's very, very difficult to pass.
这个地方 Sankalikor， 这是
Core,
这个地方呢？
K-O-R.
啊 ，Sankalikor， 这个地方呢，它是一个 gully。它为什么称为 gully 呢？是因为是两个山啊、山坡交汇的一个狭长的过道。
On the other side of the gully is the village of Chitra Devi, one of the principal gopis.
在 gully 的对面是 Chitra Shakti。Chitra Shakti 是八个牧牛姑娘当中的一位。
A similar thing happened in this particular pastime. The next day, the cowherd boys came to stop the gopis. They were prepared.
那么呢，就同样的类似的关税收的消时光发生在这里。第二天，这些牧牛童们来到这里，准备来到这里。
Just before reaching Sankalikor, they hid behind trees and stones and jumped on the cowherd boys and tied them up with their sikas to the trees and to the rocks.
那么这些牧牛姑娘们呢，她们就藏在了这个Sankalipur 这个地方的岩石后。等这些牧牛童们 到来的时候，这些牧牛姑娘们就突然出来，然后把这些牧牛童们的这个sick 用绳子绑起来，吊在树上。
Once the cowherd boys were free, the gopis could pass with their dairy products over to Chiksoli, the village of Chitradevi.
然后呢，他们当
The gopis were able to pass to go to the village of Chitradevi.
Yeah. 就这样呢，这些牧牛姑娘们就能够通过这条道路去到 Chitrasaki 所居住的村庄。
So the cowherd boys later quietly followed and broke into the storeroom where they kept all the dairy products and were stealing the dairy products from the storeroom.
然后这些牧牛童们呢，就悄悄地跟在他们身后面，偷偷地去到了他们储存奶制品的这个仓库，从仓库里盗取了这些奶制品。
But it was a trick. The gopis were playing a trick on the cowherd boys.
但是呢，这是一个小花招，这是 gopi 们对这些牧牛童们耍的一个花招。
They saw them enter the storeroom and they locked the storeroom from the outside.
他们看到这些牧牛童们进到了仓库里、储存库里，然后呢，等他们进入之后，牧牛姑娘们就把这个仓库的门、储存库的门反锁起来。
The cowherd boys turned to Krishna. What are we going to do now?
然后这些牧牛童们、朋友们就转身对 Krishna 说：“我们现在该怎么办呢？”
He said, "No problem," and he pointed to a window for ventilation up high in the storeroom. And they all climbed out of the window, except for one of the boys, and that was Madhu Mangal.
然后 Krishna 说：“没关系，没问题。”他指了指这个储存库里上面的窗户，告诉他们说，我们可以搭乘人梯从窗户里爬出去。但是呢，但是其中就有一个，就是身子比较胖的 Madhu Mangal 没有爬出去。
Madhu Mangal was a Brahmin boy and he was very fond of eating ladus, so he had a bit of a chubby belly.
Madhu Mangal 是一位婆罗门的儿子，他特别喜欢吃拉肚，所以呢，他的肚子长得圆圆滚滚的。
So he couldn't fit through the window.
所以呢，他不能够从窗户里爬出去，爬不过去。
The upper part of his body went through the window, but the belly part didn't fit through the window.
他的这个肚子以上的部分呢？能够伸到窗户外，但是呢，肚子被卡在了窗户中间，爬不出去。
And then the gopis opened the door and they saw this wiggling pair of legs stuck in the window, and they got some sticks and began whacking the back end of Madhu Mangal.
然后这些牧牛姑娘们把储存室的门锁打开，然后就发现。这个 Madhu Mangal 被卡在了这个窗户中间，他的两条腿吊在外面瞎扑腾，于是牧牛姑娘们就拿起扫帚把他够了下来。
So what did Madhu Mangal do? He called out, Krishna! Krishna, please help!
那 Madhu Mangal 做了什么呢？他在那里呼唤着 Krishna!帮帮我吧，救我。
And then the cowherd girls got Madhu Mangal out of the window and they took him over to Krishna Kund, as you see pictured here.
然后这些牧牛姑娘们就把 Madhu Mangal 从窗户上拽了出来，把他带到了 Krishna Kund, 就是图片上这个地方。
Look carefully at the photograph, and you'll see a rope hanging from one of the limbs of one of the trees.
大家仔细看这张图片，你们会发现一棵树上的树枝上挂着一根绳子。
And here's the kund from another angle, but you see the rope hanging down, right?
嗯，那么这是这个困的从另一个角度看到的困，从这个角度看出去，你们可以看到这个树上的那根绳子，是吧？
So they tied Madhu Mangal Sika to the rope, and he was hanging over the kund, and they were spanking his backside.
那么这些牧牛姑娘们就把用绳子把 Madhu Mangal 的 Sika 系在一起，把它吊在这棵树上，刚好就吊在了这个困的中央。
He just took shelter of Krishna's holy name and was calling out for Krishna to come and rescue him.
Madhu Mangal 他完全皈依 Krishna 的圣名，在那里呼唤着 Krishna 来救他，营救他。
So Krishna came.
Krishna 来了。
When you call Krishna's name, he's there.
当我们去呼唤 Krishna 的名字的时候， Krishna 就在那里啊。
And he put his hands on his hips and spoke very strongly to the gopis. You know what you've done. You have offended a brahmana. You're in big trouble now.
然后 Krishna 两手叉着腰，在那里斥责着牧牛姑娘们，说道，你们知道你们在做什么吗？你们冒犯了一位婆罗门，你们陷入了麻烦之中。
They released Madhu Mangal Sika.
他们解下了 Madhu Mangal 的 Sika， 他们把这个绳子从 Madhu Mangal 的 Sika 上解了下来。
Krishna had him sit, as you see up there on the right side. We're going to see this from a different angle now.
那么 Krishna 呢就让他坐在了右边。
Now this is the rainy season, the water level is much higher.
这个图片呢是当时在雨季的时候拍摄的，当时的水这个水位比较高。
And up on the top step is a tall seat where the Madhu Mangal sat.
就在这个旁边的台阶上有一个高处，那正是当时 Madhu Mangal 所坐的地方。
So Krishna asked Madhu Mangal, what would you like as a punishment for the gopis, for their offending you?
然后 Krishna 就问 Madhu Mangal, 这些牧牛姑娘们冒犯了你，你想用什么样的方式来作为惩罚呢？对他们的惩罚呢？
And he said, they should bring 3 baskets filled with laddus, and I'll be all right.
然后 Madhu Mangal 说，他们应该给我三大篮子的拉肚，然后就没问题了，就解决了。
As he was eating the laddus, he held up his right hand and gave blessings to all the gopis.
当他在吃这些拉肚的时候，他举起了他的右手。以示祝福这些牧牛姑娘们。
May you be blessed with Krishna's favor throughout your life. May you be blessed with Krishna's favor throughout your life.
愿你们这一辈子都能获得 Krishna 的钟爱。
Now there's another wonderful pastime near Varsana at a place called Pili Pokhar. And Pokhar, P-O-K-H-A-R.
Pili,
there's the place.
Pokhar. Yeah. 在 Pili Pokhar 这个地方，也是离 Varsana 附近的一个地方，也上演了另一段非常美妙的逍遥时光。
It's a village at the base of Varsana.
这是在 Varsana 的 一个村庄。
So yesterday, you heard about this benediction that Radharani received from Durvasa Muni to become very expert at cooking, right?
昨天晚上的时候，我们聆听到了 Radharani 得到了 Durvasa Muni 的祝福，非常他能非常的擅长烹饪的这一祝福。
Surabhi, did they hear that pastime?
Yes, you mentioned.
So, okay.
But didn't narrate the whole pastime.
Okay.
Yeah.
So from the time that Radharani was a very little girl, she had a benediction from Durvasa Muni to be really expert at cooking.
当 Radharani 还是一个非常小的女孩子的时候，她从 Durvasa Muni 那里获得了一个祝福，她将非常非常的擅长烹饪。
And not only her cooking would be wonderful, but anyone who took the cooking from Radha would live a long life and be very healthy.
不仅 Radharani 特别擅长，她得到的祝福是不仅 Radharani 特别擅长烹饪，而且但凡谁荣耀到了 Radharani 所做的食物，她就会长生，她就会长命百岁，而且非常的健康。
When Mother Yasoda heard from Radharani's mother about this benediction, she made a request.
当 Yasoda 妈妈从 Radharani 的母亲那里听到了Radharani 得到了这个祝福之后，他提出了这样的一个请求。
Please send your daughter every morning to cook for Krishna before he goes out to herd the cows.
请把您的女儿每天清晨送过来给 Krishna 做饭，在 Krishna 去放牛之前给 Krishna 做饭。
So it became a regular practice every day. Radha and her friends would come to a very special kitchen called Radha's Kitchen in Mother Yasoda's house, and Radha would prepare a wonderful meal for Krishna every morning.
就这样呢， Radharani 每天非常规律的和她的这些牧牛姑娘们一起去到 Yasoda 妈妈的准备的一个特殊的厨房，叫 Radha 的厨房。Radha 在那个厨房里给 Krishna 准备非常美妙可口的饭菜。
And you can only imagine what the relationship was like between Mother Yasoda and Radha. They developed incredible affection for one another.
你们可以想象一下Yasoda 和 Radha 之间的这种关系是多么的亲密，他们之间是亲密无，他们之间的这种情感如此的深厚，是不可描述的，是不可思议的。
In a very natural way, Mother Yasoda began to think, wouldn't it be nice if one day Krishna and Radha were to become married?
很自然的，雅修的妈妈在脑海里这么想着，终有一天 Radha 和 Krishna 能够结婚，难道不好吗？
She didn't say anything, but that idea became stronger and stronger. And finally one day she made a joke with Radha.
那么雅修的妈妈并没有说出口，但是他的这个愿望越来越强烈。有一天，雅修达妈妈给 Radha 开了个玩笑。
With much laughter, in a joking way, she decorated the hands and the arms of Radha with decorations indicating the engagement for marriage with her son.
然后雅修的妈妈就笑着，开怀大笑的，开着玩笑，把就是一个代表着是，就是有 有这个就是提出婚约的这样的一个标志物涂在了 Radha 的手里。
Although it was only in fun, when Radha left to go back to her home, she was thinking, what will my mother and father think?
虽然这只是一个玩笑，但是呢，当 Radha 在回家的路上，她这么想着，如果我的父母看到了，他们会怎么想呢？
So with embarrassment and anxiety, she washed all the markings off her hand and arms into this hund called Tili Pokar.
然后呢，她就是特别踌躇不安的。焦虑的就去到了这个困，将他手上的象征着就是把这种标志物洗了下来，所以这个壶呢就叫Pili Pokar
means yellow, so the water became yellowish.From the turmeric on her arms and hands.
那么 Prilly 的意思是黄色的。Radha 把她手上涂的这个姜黄粉全都洗了下来，所以这个壶呢就变壶水变黄了。
There's more to the story, but I'll narrate that another time. I want to move on.
有很多这样的逍遥时光。那么在其他的时候我再去讲述这样的其他的逍遥时光。今天我想继续往后继续向前讲下面的。
Especially when you visit Vrindavan, hopefully many of you will come with us next Kartik to Vrindavan. We'll all visit Yavat, as you see pictured here.
那么希望呢来年我们大家都能够聚集在一起去到 Vrindavan。当我们如果来年去到 Vrindavan 的时候，我们会去到 Yavat 这个地方，就是图片上你们所看到的。
Yavat is the home of Abhimanyu.
Yavat 这个地方是 Abhimanyu 的家。
Abhimanyu was the leader in that village of Yavat within Vrindavan. He was very, very wealthy.And his business was cowherding.
Cowherding.
He was a cowherd.
Yes. Yeah. Abhimanyu 呢是 Vrindavan 的这个村庄 Yavat 这里的村长。他呢非常的富有。他每天的活动就是看管牧牛，就是牧牛。
He was so wealthy, it is said, that the inside of his house was plated with gold.
他非常非常的富有，据说他的屋子里满是黄金。
He was always very eager for his wife, Radha, to do pujas to increase his piety so he could become more wealthy. He was...That kind of a person.
那么 Abhimanyu 是什么样的人呢？他总是希望他的妻子 Radha 去施行各种各样的祭祀，来为他的虔诚的活动施行各种各样的祭祀，这样呢，他能够变得越来越富有。Abhimanyu 就是这样的一位人。
In the middle is his mother Jatila, because she used to keep her hair in a jot on top of her head, a pile of messed up hair.
那么中间的这位女士呢，是 Abhimanyu 的母亲，叫 Jatila。Jatila 她通常把她的头发挽得高高的，顶在头顶。
She was thought to be something like a mad woman.
她呢，像是一个疯女人一样。
And Kutila was always suspecting the worst of her husband's wife, Radharani.
Kutila 呢，总是 把这个他的他的这个兄弟的妻子 Radharani 想得最坏。
So I'm going to tell a few pastimes and then we're going to end. There's, it could go on for another several hours.
那我现在呢再讲几个消时光。那如果再这样讲下去的话可能要讲好几个小时。
One time, Abhimanyu had gone out of the home early in the morning to arrange for purchase of some cows.
有一天Abhimanyu 一大早就出门去了，去购买乳牛。
And when he was gone, Krishna, who knew exactly how to imitate anybody, appeared in the form of Abhimanyu and warned his mother, Jatila, you better watch out.
啊，然后就在 Abhimanyu 出去的那一瞬间 ，Krishna 他出现了。Krishna 他非常的擅长去模仿每一个人，然后他就把自己伪装成一模一样的这个 Abhimanyu， 去到 Jatila 的 Jatila 他的母亲 Abhimanyu 的母亲面前说：“你。”最好出去看看。
I know that you and my sister are always concerned that Krishna will try to sneak in and associate with Radharani. I received word that he's just now on his way impersonating you, dressed like you and everything. So you get ready at the gate, have sticks and don't let him in.
然后呢他就对 Jatila 和这个 Kutila 就说到了，我知道你们总是担心 Krishna 会跟你的这个儿媳会偷偷的约会，就在这个时候 Krishna
And I'll go to protect Radha just in case he gets past you.
然后就在这个时候 Krishna 他来了，所以你呢要拿手里拿着扫帚，然后不要让这个伪装成 Abhimanyu 的 Krishna 来到家里，我现在前去保护 Radha。
So Krishna went to be with Radha in Jatila's own home.
然后 Krishna 呢就去到了 Radha在 Jatila 家的他自己的房间里，去和 Radha 在一起。
After some time, Abhimanyu came back home.
然后过了一段时间 ，Abhimanyu 回到家里。
And Jatila and Kuntila were ready. They had their sticks and they spoke really harsh words.
然后 Jatila 和 Kuntila 他们都已经准备好了，手里拿着扫帚。冲着 Abhimanyu 斥责他。
You imposter, we know who you are, you're a bad person, get out of here or you'll beat you with our sticks till you can't move.
你这个坏家伙，你赶紧滚开，否则的话我们就打你，用手中的棍子打你。
And Abhimanyu was really surprised.
Abhimanyu 看了以后特别的惊讶。
What are you saying? I'm your son and your brother and I just came back to get some more money to buy some cows and what happened to you?
Abhimanyu 说到了，我是您儿子，我是对这个 Kutila 说，我是你哥哥，到底发生什么了？我现在回家取点钱去买牛。
They just said it again, you know, we know who you are, stop playing tricks on us, we're not going to be fooled, get out or we'll beat you till you're dead on the ground.
然后苦提了
he thought I have to, some ghost has inhabited them. I better go find somebody that knows mantras to relieve the ghost from my mother and sister.
Oh, Abhimanyu said in this way.
Yeah.
Later. Oh, yeah. 然后 Jatila 和 Kutila 就说到了，我们才不上你的当呢，你别在这里花言巧语，我们不上你的当。你要是不走，你要是不赶紧滚开的话，我们就用手里的棍子把你打倒在地，打死你。后来 Abhimanyu 说道，怎么回事啊，我的母亲和我的妹妹怎么像是鬼附体了一样，我要去找这个婆罗门来给他们解除这个咒语，来驱来把这个鬼从他们身上驱走。
Here's another pastime.
这是另一种消息，这是非常有意思的。
It's one of Dinabandhu's favorites. He'll tell it when we go there to Yavat.
这是 Dinabandhu 夫妇非常喜爱的一段逍遥时光。当我们去到 Vrindavan 拜访 Yavat 这个圣地的时候， Dinabandhu 夫妇会告诉我们的。
Jatila said to her daughter, I'm unable to protect Radharani, your sister-in-law.From the glances of Krishna, so I'm going to forbid her from leaving the house.
那么 Jatila 对她的女儿 Kutila 说道，我没有能力去保护你的这个嫂子。
So as you heard,
我们无法就是让我们现在要把她遣，我们要把她送。我们要把它送出去。
It was the practice of Radha, even in marriage, to go every morning and cook for Krishna.
Oh yeah. 那么，即便是 Radharani 结婚之后，她甚至每天早上都会去到亚瑟的妈妈家给 Krishna 做饭。
So Mother Jasoda's assistant named Dinishta, she came to accompany Radha.To go cook for Krishna one morning.
有一天早上，亚瑟的妈妈的一位助手 Dinishta， 陪着 Radha 从他的家去到亚瑟的妈妈的家给 Krishna 做饭。
But when Dinishta found out that Radha couldn't leave the house, she made a plan.
当 Dinishta 发现 Radha无法从家里出来的时候， Dinishta 就想了一个办法。
Lalita, Radha's dear friend, was also there, and Dinishta whispered something in Lalita's ear.
Lalita 当时也在场， Dinishta 就对Lalita 在耳边说了几句悄悄话。
Dinishta left.
然后 Dinishta 离开了。
And Lalita and Vishakha went to spend time with Radha.
然后 Lalita 和 Vishakha 跟 Radha 待了一段时间。
Vishakha came from Radha's room and spoke to Jatila with great anxiety. Radha's just been bitten by a serpent.And she's about to die. We have to get a doctor quick.
然后 Lalita 就去到了 Jatila, Radharani 的婆婆面前，非常焦虑地说道，您的这个儿媳妇 Radha 刚刚被蛇咬了，快死了，要救救她。
So Jatila decided she would go at once to Purnamasi and seek her advice.
Jatila, 她立刻就想到了 Purnamasi, 就去到 Purnamasi 那里，立刻去到 Purnamasi 那里，向她求得忠告。
Jatila asked Purnamasi, You have a doctor? Here's the situation. Radha is about to die from a snake bite.
然后 Jatila 对 Pulamasi 说，你有医生，赶紧给 Radha 看看吧，他被蛇咬了，快要死去了。
Purnamasi said, most likely, Gargi, the daughter of Gargamuni, knows how to do this. Her father probably trained her.
那么 Purnamasi 说，很有可能 Gargi, Gargamuni 的女儿知道该怎么办，因为 Gargamuni 教过她。
And Gargi said, well, my father didn't train me, but I have a sister, and she just happens to be visiting me from a distant place, and she has all this training. I can bring her. Her name is Vidyavali.
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 Yeah, Vidyavali. 然后 Gargi 说到了，我的爸爸并没有给我这方面的训练，但是呢，我刚好有一个妹妹，她远道而来来看我，她的名字叫 Vidyavali， 那她受到了这方面的训练，她知道该怎么办。
The father is Gargamuni who lived in Mathura.
的
父亲 The father is Gargamuni who lived in Mathura.
他的父亲 Gargamuni住在 Mathura.
When the young girl became married, she lived with her husband. Gargi's husband lived in Vrindavan. Vidyavali's husband, it was said, lived in Kashi. So she was visiting her in Vrindavan.
那么当这个女孩子成婚之后是和丈夫住在一起。Gargi 的丈夫居住在 Vrindavan, 所以Gargi 嫁过来之后就也居住在 Vrindavan。 那么 Vidyavali 她嫁到了她的丈夫居住在 Kasi, 所以 Vidyavali 后来也住到了 Kasi。 所以那个时候 Vidyavali 从 Kasi 过来来到 Vrindavan 看望 Gargi。
Jatila pleaded, Oh Gargi, please comeBring your sister Vidyavali. Come at once to save the life of my daughter-in-law, Radha.
然后 Jatila 在那里哀求着 Gargi, 请你带着你的妹妹 Vidyavali 赶紧去给去看去给 Radha 治病吧。Radha 快要死了，去救救我的这个儿媳妇 Radha 吧。
Meanwhile, Dhanishta had put Krishna in a costume, so he would appear to be the sister of Gargi, Vidyavali, and the doctor arrived at Jatila's home.
就与此同时呢， Dhanishta 给 Krishna 化妆，给他穿上了这个到化妆服，穿的就像是Vidyavali， 就穿的就像是 Gargi 的妹妹 Vidyavali 的样子。然后呢，他就作为医生去到了 Jatila 的家中。
So, Dr. Vidyavali made the following recommendation.
然后这个医生Vidyavali, 他听从了这样的建议。
I know the proper mantras, but it has to be done in private because it's private mantras, and I need betel nuts to chew and then pass the betel nuts to the mouth of the victim.
然后这个医生 Vidyavali 就对 Jatila 提出了这样的一个建议，他说呢，要去做这个治疗，必须要私下里，就是私下里做这个治疗，而且呢，还要有这个槟榔叶，医生要把这个槟榔叶嚼了之后，用嘴送到这个 病人的嘴里。
Jatila agreed.
Jatila 听了以后同意了。
So Krishna, in the form of Dr. Vidyavali, entered Radharani's room.
然后伪装成 Vidyavali 医生的 Krishna 就去到了 Radharani 的房间。
And he was chanting mantras very loudly with Jatila pressed with her ear against the door.
然后呢他就大声地吟诵曼陀罗。这个时候 Jatila 他把耳朵贴在门口听里面发生了什么。
So Krishna then imitated the sound of the snake as he was chanting the snake to release his poison.
那 Krishna 这个时候就模仿蛇的声音，然后这个蛇的声音就是 yeah, Krishna imitates the snake.
Krishna
yeah.
imitated the sound of the snake.
Yes.
That was saying the reason that this bad event has taken place is because Jatila ordered Radha to not go to Nandagram and cook for Krishna.
Ah. 然后 Krishna 呢他就是模仿的这个蛇的声音啊，说到了之所以这件事情发生就是 Jatila 阻止 Radha去和 Nanda Maharaj 的 Krishna 会面导致的。
And if Jatila continued to prevent Radha to go to cook for Krishna, then there's no doctor that could cure the poison that I've bitten Radha with.
如果 Jatila 再继续阻止 Radha去到 Yashoda 的家给 Krishna 做饭的话，那么这世界上没有一个医生能去除掉这个毒，蛇毒。
In fact, the very next day, your daughter-in-law will die.
实际上，如果你继续这么做的话，第二天你的儿媳妇就会死去。
And Jatila heard this from the other side of the door.
Jatila 在这个门口偷听到了这一切。
And she called out loudly through the door, Okay, okay, Radharani can go and resume cooking for Krishna.
然后他就隔着这个门在那里大呼着好吧好吧 Radharani 可以去给 Krishna 做饭。
So Dr. Vidyavali emerged from the room and said, It's all okay now.
然后这个
Dr. Vidyavali emerged from Radharani's room and said, She's well now. Everything is going to be okay.
然后呢这个 Vidyavali 这个医生呢就从这个 Radharani 的屋子里出来了，说现在一切都解决了，一切都安然无恙了。
Now, there's more stories, but it takes a long time to translate into English, I mean into Chinese, and we've gone for an hour and a half.
还有一段逍遥时光，要翻译起来的话，可能要花上一个半小时翻译成中文。
So maybe next time when we get together, I can tell some more stories.
也许下一次当我们聚在一起的时候，我可以告诉大家更多的故事，逍遥时光。
One of them involves Purnamasi, as you see her pictured here in this painting.
那其中的一个就是关于 Purnamasi, 的逍遥时光。跟他有关的逍遥时光，就像我们在图片上看的这张照片一样。
This is the palace of Vrishabhanu. No, the palace of Abhimanyu, the palace of Abhimanyu, and that's Radha upstairs.
我们可以看到这张图片呢，是 Abhimanyu 的宫殿，上面可以看到 Radharani 就在楼上。
So we'll tell this story another time.
关于这段逍遥时光，关于这段逍遥时光，我们在别的时间再来讲述给大家，还有很多类似的逍遥时光。
Naturally, the pastimes of Radharani are very sweet, just like her.
Radharani 的这些逍遥时光就像 Radharani 本人一样，十分的甜美。
And I'll end with just showing some nice photographs of Radha Shyamasundara in Vrindavan.
现在这个荧幕上是放的是在 Vrindavan 的 Radha Shyamasundara 的图片。神像的图片。
On our left is Lalita, or on Shyamasundara's right is Lalita.
那么在 Shyamasundara 的右手，也就是我们的左手边是 Lalita.
And on our right, or Radha's left, is Vishakha.
在我们的右手边，也就是 Radha 的左手边是 Vishakha.
Here's the same day, but a little closer up image.
这是近照，同一个照片的近照。
And again, the same day in a close picture of Radha's face.
这也是在同一天照的 Radharani 的脸庞。
And the same day, a close-up of Radharani's feet.
这也是在这一天Radharani 的显现日这一天，我们可以看到图片上 Radharani 的莲花足。
In Vrindavan, once a year on Radhastami, it's a practice to show Radharani's feet. Otherwise, no.
在 Vrindavan, 就在 Radharani 的显现日那一天，才让神像 Radharani 的莲花足露出来，其他的时间是不露在外面的。
Radharani's features are very sweet and charming.
Radharani 的特征是非常的迷人和甜美的。
Her smile is very soothing.
她的微笑是如此的平静甜美。
In Vrindavan, they decorate with abundant, colorful flowers.
在 Vrindavan, 人们用各种各样大量的鲜花来装扮 Radharani.
I mean, look at the detail of the flower ornaments that she's wearing.
我们可以看到这个图片上有各种各样的鲜花装扮着 Radharani.
There's again Radharani's feet.
看，我们再看一看 Radharani 的莲花足。
Another festival day photograph.
这是在另一个节日的时候拍摄的神像的照片。
And that's it for this evening.
这就是今天的课程讲到这里。
Only it's your morning.
当然是美国的晚上，是你们的早上。
So we'll see if there's some discussion.
我们看看有什么问题。Yes, Guru Maharaj. 顶拜 Guru.顶拜 Mataji， 印度剧演的 Radharani 在五千年前降临地球展现逍遥时光时受到一位奉献者的诅咒，这是真的吗？ So this question from Li Bhaktin. I offer my obeisances to GuruSo in India, there is a drama. In the drama, it said that when Radharani appeared on the earth 5,000 years ago, he was cursed.By a devotee. Is this true?
No.
不是。
There's a story in Brahma Vaivarta Purana that speaks of an argument in Krishna Loka between Radharani's elder brother Sridham and Radha.
Oh. Sorry.
Brahma Vaivarta Purana tells this story.
Oh, Brahma Vaivarta Purana 里面讲述了这个故事。
There was a disagreement between Sridham, her elder brother, and Radha.
就是在这个 Purana 里面讲到了 Radharani 和他的哥哥 Sridham 之间发生了分歧。
So Sridham said, you're going to have to take birth on earth. And Radha was in anxiety. She said to Krishna, oh, my brother said, he said, no worries. It is time for our appearance. And we'll go together. I'll be with you. It was like that, something like that.
然后呢 Radharani 就去告诉非常忧心忡忡地告诉 Krishna 说到了我的哥哥 Sridhama 说让我投我会投生在会降生到这个地球上。
Brahma Vaivarta Purana.
Radharani 非常的焦虑 ,Krishna 听了以后说不用担心正是我们到了在地球上去适当远消时光的时候我们会一起去到那里。
That answer the question?
回答了你的问题了吗 ?Yeah.
Okay.
So the next question.
Yeah.
From Jamuna Priya. 圣 Radha 最初显现为哦这个 Oh yeah, this already answered yesterday the question.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. I need to 感恩 Guru 和翻译精彩的讲述。请接受我最没有资格的最卑微的顶拜您讲到 Krishna 背后背着憋着一个笛子 Krishna 到底有多少只笛子呢每只笛子的作用都是什么呢我的念珠带的图案上就是 Radharani 吹着笛子请问这只笛子是 Krishna 的还是 Radharani 的呢 So this question from Bhaktin 王燕Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj, and please accept my most humble obeisances, most unqualified and humble, most humble obeisances. So you mentioned that Krishna had his flute in his bag. So my question is that how many flutes Krishna has?And each flute has a respective function. So, on my japa bed, there is a picture shows that Radharani blows the flute. So,This flute is Srimati Radharani's or Krishna's? Thank you.
I don't know what's on your bead bag.
The big bag.
She probably has snatched Krishna's flute to play it.
啊，很有可能是这个 Radharani 把这个 Krishna 的笛子抢了过来，在那里吹。
And Surabhi can tell you where to find in Nectar Devotion the description.Of Krishna's different types of flutes.
Yeah. 在奉爱的甘露里面讲到了 Krishna 有多少种笛子 Surabhi 可以把这个地方啊待会告诉你。
They're of different lengths, they're of different numbers of holes, and so forth.
那么这个笛子呢有长有短也有不同的笛子有这个不同的笛有不同数量的笛孔的笛子。
Next.
Yes, next. From Sumukhi Radha, Radharani 有25项崇高的品质。 其中的一项是狡猾，狡猾是一个贬义词。请问 Radharani 他 Radharani 如何狡猾？有例子吗？ So Radharani have a 25 very good qualities. One of these is cunning. Yeah. So cunning, the word cunning is not good.
No, it's very good.
My question cunning. That, yeah, why? How Radharani is cunning? There any examples?
It's a good quality. She's very
就是
她, clever.
她是非常非常聪明的。
She,
她非常,
everything she does is to enhance Krishna's pleasure. So she figures out very clever ways to arrange for Krishna's pleasure. That's her cunning.
嗯。那么 Srimati Radharani 他所做的一切呢都是为了增强 Krishna 的喜悦，所以 Radharani 他用各种各样的聪明的办法去增加 Krishna 的喜悦，这就是他的狡猾之处，可爱狡猾之处，聪明之处。 That's it. Good night.
Okay, there's one question、
yeah.
here
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Oh, Maharaj, one more question. I mean,
one more question over there. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. 热爱生命，顶拜 Guru, 顶拜翻译，在物质世界成了 Krishna 的奉献者之后，是不是能感受到和 Krishna 的逍遥时光？感恩 Guru 的回答，顶拜您的莲花足。This question from Yang Gai Lian. I'll offer my obeisances to you, to your lotus feet.So, in this material world, when one becomes a devotee of Lord Krishna, so then can such a devotee can feel the pastimes with Krishna? Thank you very much.
Can feel?
Yeah, feel.
Feel the pastimes?
Yeah.
You have to be qualified, but yeah.
More 是的，是可以。
You can participate.
Ah.是的，当一个人具备资格的时候，他不仅可以感受到，而且能够参与其中。Yeah, and more question, Guru Maharaj.
Let's do this, Surabhi.
Yes.
I'm going to do the local questions, and you'll have five more questions after he finishes the local question.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.那么现在是当地的一位奉献者提出一个问题，然后我们再继续这边奉献者提出来的问题。 Yes,
this question is from Radhika Priya. So Srimad, we hear that Radha's name is not mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam because when Shukadeva Goswami speaks, he may go into a trance, but it was actually written by Vyasadeva.The Srimad Bhagavatam, why he did not write it?
Because Sukadeva was the speaker.
Oh.
He's speaking what was spoken. He's writing what was spoken. He didn't speak it, so he didn't write it.
So Vyasadeva wrote after Sukadeva Goswami was speaking?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
I thought Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam after that Shukadeva Goswami spoke that.
Doesn't really matter. I mean, the chronology is not critical. What's critical is Shukadeva Goswami speaking and he's writing what Shukadeva Goswami speaking, whether it's before or after, chronologically.
Oh.
He's just writing what he was going to speak or what he, in the past, what he spoke. The chronology is not the essence. So you translate, you understand the question, Surabhi, and give the answer.
Yeah. The question relates to the Radharani mentioned or not.
So go ahead and you translate for them.
Yeah, okay. 那么这个问题呢是这样说到的，是在 Shukadeva Goswami 讲述圣典波迦瓦坛的时候并没有提到 Radharani 的名字，因为 Shukadeva Goswami、那但是呢在 Vyasadeva 撰写的，但是 Vyasadeva、在撰著圣典波迦瓦坛的时候却写到了，那这是怎么回事呢？怎么理解？Guru Maharaj 的回答是，就是的意思是说，这个 Sukadeva Goswami 是聆听了圣典波迦瓦坛 Vyasadeva 的名之后，然后讲述了圣典波迦瓦坛，那已经是在此之前有了波迦瓦坛，那为什么 Sukadeva Goswami 没有提到 Radharani 的名字呢？
So we've been going for almost 2 hours. We've been going for almost 2 hours and I'm ready to wind up. Looks fatigued in the room here.
Maharaj has 14 minutes. 然后 Maharaj 的回答是说，这个时间的前后并不是重要的，时间的前后并不是重要的。就Sukadeva Goswami 在讲述圣典波迦瓦坛的时候，并没有提到 Radha 的名字，因为他提到，如以免一提到 Radha Rani 的名字，他会陷入这种神定的狂喜当中。
Now,
continue.
Surabhi, yeah, just quiet for a moment. I'm going to explain to the people in the room. They're used to a 2 hour class because it takes so long to translate. It's a 1 hour class becomes 2 hours to translate into Chinese. So they're used to a 2 hour class. And we're a little fatigued because we're not used to 2 hour classes. So we just have to be, I mean, if you're restless or something, you can do what you need to do. We'll go for another 13 minutes. Go ahead, Surabhi.
Yes, Gunaj, thank you. 顶拜咕噜和翻译，请问作为一个努力规范四项基本原则，每天念，坚持每天16圈以上圣名念诵和阅读聆听圣典的学生，在没有得到启迪之前算不算奉献者呢？Krishna 会不会保护他们的亲人呢？他这样在 Krishna 知觉中的努力会不会利益到即将临终的亲人呢？This question from Sumuki Radha. I offer my obeisances to you. So, as a devotee,who is not initiated yet. Every day he followed the four principles, regulated principles, and every day chant 16 rounds and also listen and read the scriptures. For such a student, if he is not initiated yet, so such a student is considered as a devotee? This is the first question.
I'm surprised that question is being asked. But the answer is yes.
很惊讶，为什么为很惊讶问这样的问题。我回答是当然了，他算奉献者了。So, in this situation, Krishna will Krishna protect such devotees?
Yes.
Family members?
Yes.
Krishna 会保护这样的奉献者的亲人。
Now, our idea of protection may not be the same as Krishna's idea of protection.
我们对 Krishna 的保护的概念跟 Krishna 给予保护的这个概念是不一样的。
Next.
Yeah. So,If he continue make endeavor in Krishna consciousness, his practice of Krishna consciousness will give the benefits to the relatives who is dying.
Well, not the ones that are living too. And the ones that are already dead.
yeah. 就是他这样在 Krishna 知觉当中努力，不仅能够就是有利，不仅给他的活着的亲人带来利益， 甚至给那些死去的亲人都会带去利益。
Next.
Yeah, the next. Jamula Priya. 顶拜咕噜，感谢您精彩的讲课，这些修行时光真的太甜美了。我们知道虚拉达的丈夫和婚姻只是一个影子摆设而已，为了增加他和 Krishna 的爱恋逍遥。请问当 Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 之后，圣 Radharani 无法直接与 Krishna 相见，在余生中又是怎样以他在余生中又是以怎样的心态度过婚姻家庭的生活呢？有关 Radharani 的隐迹经典有没有描述？还有关 Radharani 的莲花族的标志，他的右脚底上的鱼代表着什么呢？
Very intricate question.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, I'll offer my obeisance to you. Thank you for your wonderful lecture. So this pastimes about Radharani is so sweet. We know that Srimati Radharani, the marriage with her husband, like a shadow. So those pastimes just those pastimes are meant for increase or enhance Radharani and her loving pastimes with Krishna. So when Krishna left Vrindavan, and then Radharani couldn't directly meet with Krishna. So in her rest of life, how Srimati Radharani, in which mood Srimati Radharani go through her marriage life? This is the first question.
This is the first time I've been asked this question.
这是我第一次有人问我这样的问题。
But she went through her married life the same way before and after, because it was a so-called marriage to her so-called husband, etc.
嗯。
That's how.
那么Radharani 在婚前婚后就是Radharani 在婚在 Krishna 离开在 Vrindavan 和 Krishna 离开 Vrindavan， 他都是以同样的方式度过他的婚姻。他因为他的这个婚姻只不过是和所谓的丈夫生活在一起，跟所谓的丈夫结婚。
It is said many times by our acharyas that Abhimanyu never even touched Radha.
那么我们的 Acharya 们在很多地方都讲到了 Abhimanyu 甚至都没有碰过 Srimati Radharani.
And don't ask me any details about that one.
所以呢，关于这方面的细节就不要再问我了。
But our Acharyas say that regularly.
我们的 Acharya 们经常是这么说的。So about Srimati Radharani's disappearance, is there any scripture in any scripture?
I've not heard any. Other than Krishna arranged for all the residents of Vrindavan to enter into their aprakat or unmanifest lila.
嗯，那么关于这一点我不清楚。但是有讲到 Krishna 他安排了所有的 Vrindavan 居民进入到未展示的逍遥时光当中 Aprakat 逍遥时光当中。
Next.
Yeah, the next about the marks on Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. So
I don't have any answer to that question. I haven't studied her feet.
关于这个 Srimati Radharani 的莲花足的标志我没有研究过，所以呢关于这方面的问题我无法作答。
These are very esoteric questions and not so practical. for your advancement in bhakti. So she should focus, Jamuna Priya should focus on more practical questions that will help her advance in bhakti.
Jamuna Priya, 你提出的问题应该是非常实际的，有利于在 Krishna 知觉当中取得进步的一些实际的问题。This Jamuna Tila is a translator who lives in Shanghai. Dhanakini, from Dhanakini. Hare Krishna, 感恩 Maharaj 的动人的讲述和 Swami Mataji 的生动的翻译。请问 Jatila 和 Kutila 是否都是永恒解脱的灵魂？当我们阅读关于他的逍遥时光时，应该以怎样的心态对待他们呢？This question from Dhanakini. Thank you. Thank you very much, Maharaj. Thank you for your very vivid narration about those pastimes. And my question is that about Jatila and Kutila, both of them are eternal liberated souls?
That's my understanding. They're not... I don't know anything authoritative from our scriptures, so I can't say for sure. But that's my understanding.
关于这一点呢，我没法给出就是权威经典当中的这个具体的回答，所以对这一点我不确认。Your understanding that both of them are liberated, eternal liberated souls.
My answer is, mm-hmm. I don't know anything authoritative from scripture, so I cannot say for sure.
Yes.
But as far as I understand, yes.
到目前为止，我的理解是 ，Jatila 和 Kutila 是永恒解脱的灵魂，但是我无法确切的从哪个权威的经典，按照哪个权威的经典来。确切的给出一个答案。So when we read the pastimes about them, in which attitude we consider them?
There, we consider them as being very fortunate.
我们可以这样对，就是这样看待他们，看他们是非常幸运的。
They're inspired by.Super soul within their heart to act in such a way that increases the joy of Krishna's cleverness and Radha's cleverness to meet despite opposition.
To meet, despite. 那么 yeah. 那么他们是在心中超灵的激励下去来增加 Krishna 的聪明的快乐，来增加 Radharani 的聪明的快乐，来满足这个作为这个所谓的这个探子哈，探子的这个地位的角色，作为探子的地位的角色。
你也知道你的那个叫什么？
Okay.
Surabhi, it's time to end. We've gone more than 2 hours, and I'm ready to end. I hope that's okay.
So this Jambavati question is okay. The last one?
Last one. Happens every time.
Sorry. So this question from Jambavati. 顶拜 Guruji, Radharani 的地位是非常崇高的。他崇高的地位是由 Krishna 确立的吗？只是因为他对 Krishna 的纯粹的爱吗？还是因为其他的原因？ So I offer my obeisance to Guruji. Radharani, the position of Radharani is very elevated. So his elevated position established by Krishna.Because of her pure love for Krishna or due to other reasons?
Well, It's not just because of Krishna establishes her in a certain way. Rather, eternally, she is in that position. Now, if you can say Krishna establishes everything that's eternal, then that's okay. But she's eternally in that position. It's not like once upon a time, Krishna was thinking, well, she's really nice, and so I'll establish her in this very special way. Not so. It's not time-bound. It's an eternal relationship with Krishna.
实际上并不是因为什么什么原因 然后Krishna确立了他的崇高的地位 是Srimati Radharani他这崇高的地位永恒就是这样 并不是说在很久以前某个时候 Krishna看到Radharani这么好 然后确立了他的崇高的地位 不是这样子的 不是是 Radharani 他的崇高的地位是永恒的 他永恒的处在这样崇高的地位
Okay
Yeah
It's been nice being with you And we'll see you again next time
非常高兴跟大家在这里相聚 我们下一次见 Thank you very much Guru Maharaj Thank you for your wonderful lecture And answering those questions 非常感谢大家提出美好的这些问题，那么还有几个问题，因为今天时间的原因，所以没法继续，请大家原谅。Hare Krishna， 希望我们大家每天都沉浸在 Krishna 知觉的美好的喜悦当中。感谢大家，顶拜大家。